Coming up on episode number 1258, three birthdays to get to today with cover stories. First off, we've got Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls, so we're going to get our Indigo Girls on. Then we've got pub rocker Dave Edmonds, and lastly, Dusty Springfield, who would have been 80 this month. All three coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 10th. 2019. My name is Brian Evett, and welcome to another three cover story edition of the show. Three cover stories for you. Yeah, well, like I said, we've got Dave Edmonds coming up later. Great pub rocker, member of Rockpile, and composer or early performer of a lot of music that you know, but didn't know was done by Dave Edmonds, so we're going to get to that. Dusty Springfield, a woman with a golden voice. She would have been 80 this month. Turned 80 this month. She passed away back in 1999, but such a beautiful voice, so sweet and melancholy at the same time, just absolutely beautiful. But before we get to either of those, we've got the Indigo Girls, specifically Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls, who is 55, or will be turning 55 on Friday. Let's celebrate with some covers of Indigo Girls music. Starting off with this one from Jody Siders from her album Uncovered from 2013. Here is her take on Share the Moon.
Without missing, but a lifetime with no kissing you is just something I can't do. But I wish I could be there to share the moon. I got more back for the breaking, more callous for the making. A lifetime for the aching. I've got no need to run this battery down. I'm just trying to get stains out. But I wish I could be there to share. We'll be right back.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing that you ever done for me was to help me take my life less seriously. 'Cause it's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call, it's hard to hear. Well, I wrap my fear around me like a blanket, and I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm calling on you, sure. I went to the doctor, I looked to the mountain, we go to the children, and I drank from the fountain. Yeah, there's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to fire. Yeah. I went to see a doctor of philosophy with a poster of Rasputin and a beard down to his knees. Well, he never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance and he said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my papers and I was free. I went to the doctor and I looked to the mountain. We go to the children and I drank from the fountain. Yeah, there's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to fire, yeah. Closer I am to fire, yeah. Well, I stopped by a bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. Well, I woke up with my headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. I went in seeking clarity. We went to the doctor, we go to the mountain, we look to the children, and I drank from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, and we go through the workout, we read up on revival, and we stand up for the lookout. But there's more than one answer in these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find. Awful quiet here since love fell asleep. There's life down below me though. The kids are walking home from school. Some long ago when we were taught that whatever kind of puzzle you got, you just stick the right formula in to solve every so close to you. Sent me skipping my class and running from school. And I bought you that ring 'cause I knew it was cool. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest you learned was the least complicated. So I'll just sit upon the house of pieces and not be seen until
And I bought you that ring, it seemed the thing to do. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. So what makes me think I could start clean slated? Next time I fall, I'm gonna have next to recall. It isn't love, it's only something new. I sit two stories above the street. It's awful quiet here since love fell asleep. There's life down below me, though. The kids are walking home from school. And I remember the time when I came so close with you. Send me skipping my class and running from school. And I bought you that ring cause I knew it was cool. What makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn was the least complicated. So what makes me think I could start clean slated? The hardest to learn
was on the block. His crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. Then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. Now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of height? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. About my fear of motion, which I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of height? Call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. I'm not making a joke. You know me, I take everything so seriously. If we wait for the time till our souls get it right, then at least I know there'll be no nuclear annihilation in my lifetime. I'm still not alright. I'm still not alright. Thanks to those before me.
say. 'Cause maybe you squandered big bucks in your last life. Now I have to pay. But then again, it feels like some sort of inspiration to let the next life off the hook. And you say, look what I had to overcome from my last life. Oh, I think I'll write a book. And how long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of height? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. How long till my soul gets it right? I call on the resting soul. How long till my soul gets it right?
And they said, is this man a Jew? 'Cause they're working for the clampdown. They put up a poster saying, we're more than you and we're working for the clampdown. We'll teach our twisted speech to the young believers. Train our blue-eyed men to be young believers. Judging 5 to 10, I said double that again. I'm not working for the clampdown. Well, no one born with a living soul could be working for the clampdown. Kick over the wall, cause governments to fall. How can you refuse it? Let fury have the hour, anger can't be power. Don't you know that you can use it? Voices in your head are calling. Stop wasting your time, there's nothing coming. Only a fool would think someone could save you. But then at the factory you're old and cunning. You don't know nothing, so boy, get running. It's the best years of your life they want to steal. You calm down, 'cause working for the clampdown. And you start wearing the blue and the brown, 'cause you're working for the clampdown. So you got someone to boss around. Does it make you feel big now? And you drift until you brutalize. You made your first kill now. I say in these days of evil president, working for the clampdown. So lately one or two have fully paid their dues. Working for the clampdown. Working for the clampdown. Here you are now. Working for the clampdown. Here you are now. Working for the clampdown. Kick over the wall. Working for the clampdown. Cause governments to fall. Working for the clampdown. How can you refuse it? Working for the clampdown. Hey, get along now. Working for the clampdown. Giving away no secrets.
The Indigo Girls themselves with a Clash cover right there. Birthday girl Amy Ray, along with Emily Saylor, is doing a cover of Clampdown, that one from the tribute to the Clash called Burning London that came out in 1999. Before that, a couple of a cappella tracks. That last one was the Cat's Pajamas Vocal Band with their cover of Galileo, that one from their 2010 album, Two Words, Me Ow. And then before that, the Purple Haze with their collegiate cover of Least Complicated, that one from their album, 3 Seconds. The Wonder Stuff right before that with probably the biggest single by the Indigo Girls, Closer to Fine, at least the one that put them on the map, the first song that I remember hearing from Amy and Emily. That one from the Wonder Stuff's album, Construction for the Modern Idiot. And we start off with Jody Siders from her album, Share the Moon. I'm sorry, from her album, Uncovered. Uncovered! That was Share the Moon. That one came out in 2013. Happy birthday to Amy Ray. We're going to switch gears and listen to some Dave Edmunds here in a minute. But before we get to that, I got to tell you about how Coverville, the show, the very show that you are listening to right now, is supported by people just like you, by people listening to this show in their cars, on buses, on trains, on subways, at work, at home, at play, wherever they are at, they're listening to the show and they're supporting the show by being patrons on Patreon. Because when you become a patron on Patreon, you take the word Patreon and you drop the E and you become a patron. That is actually how it works. Is that weird? Is that technology? You lose the E? Usually you add the E to indicate technology. Well, you can become an E supporter. You know what? Become an E patron. And then we have all the right letters. Then we keep all the same letters. Become an e-patron at patreon.com/cover. Folks like Coverville, folks like James K., Alan Jameson, Dane Barnes, Robert Hillman, Carrie Ann Tuckley, Annette Moss, Adam Bowditch, Kevin O'Brien, Marlissa Doss. She's not Doss anymore. She's Marlissa, but she's not Doss anymore. And Dave Hrinkew. It's not an easy one to pronounce. Folks like Linda Seymour Sweet, Ed DeWald, Dave Card, Jack Corker, Steve Wetherill, Ted Lambert, Julie Jones, M. Shropshire, Stuart Webb, and Tyler Kwan. All of you guys are supporters of the show. Thank you. And if you want to become a supporter, all you got to do, just go to patreon.com/coverville. Donate $2 a month, $3 a month. I don't care. Whatever you can afford. You've got that much change rolling around in the floorboards of your Datsun 280Z. If you still have a Datsun 280Z. In the floorboards of your Nissan Sentra, you will find $3 a month that you can donate to Coverville. Go to patreon.com/coverville and support the show today. All right, back to the music. Because you demanded me to do so. Dave Edmunds also celebrating a birthday, and Dave Edmunds is one of those guys that you probably know more songs by Dave Edmunds than you think you do, because he's been around for a long time. He's turning 75 in just a few days. Holy cow. And him, along with folks like Elvis Costello, Nick Lowe, Squeeze, Graham Parker, all had this kind of angry young man, pub rock kind of attitude. And a couple of those guys were even members of a band called Rockpile, along with Billy Bremner and, who else was in Rockpile? Nick Lowe, Dave Edmunds. Those are the two that come to mind, because those two actually splintered off and even did an Everly Brothers set of covers as part of Rockpile, or as part of that Rockpile release. That's neither here nor there. Let's get to a cover of a Dave Edmunds song here to start this set off from her 2005 album, Happy Doing What We're Doing. Here are Elizabeth McQueen and the Firebrands.
When I started out, I thought that I could make it double quick. So
Man, your son is bad.
Sometime.
Sometime bad is bad.
I said cool as a rule.
Sometime bad is bad. Across the street, a neon sign. All you can eat for $1.99. This old stew is the baddest in the land. $1 worth was all.
Sometime
bad is bad. I said cool is the rule, but sometime bad is bad.
Baby was the note that I read, but there's a strange pair of shoes underneath the bed.
Sometimes,
sometimes bad is bad. I said cool as a rule, but sometimes bad is bad.
to be a lover when we say you only do it for fun. Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing and being smart. A joker in the only fool who'll do anything for you. Playing with another life, thinking about a life of crime. If that's what I have to do to keep me away from you, to keep me away from you, to
Graham Parker without the rumor, but with Your Country, that's the name of that album, and a cover of Dave Edmunds' Crawling from the Wreckage Revisited. Great cover there by Graham Parker, who does sound a little bit like Dylan, especially there in that song. Just something about the delivery of that feels like a Dylan song anyway. And his vocals kind of add to that. Before that, Dave Edmunds himself, birthday boy Dave Edmunds, from Small Things, Big Things One Day Come. That is a cover of a song by Bruce Springsteen. That cover can be found on a Bruce Springsteen tribute album, very appropriately titled Cover Me. Ah, so good. Ramshackle Daddies from their self-titled album back in 2014 with a cover of Queen of Hearts that actually sounds older than the Dave Edmunds original. It kind of sounds like early 50s rockabilly. Yeah, that song, obviously, even though it's originally done by Dave Edmunds, probably Juice Newton has the most famous version of that song out there. Great cover, Queen of Hearts right there. Speaking of covers, Dave Edmunds. Now, here's an interesting one. That song is Bad Is Bad. In 1970, in the early 70s, or early to mid 70s, Huey Lewis and the News were kind of all in that same group, in that same circle as Dave Edmunds and Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe, the bands I mentioned earlier. As a matter of fact, the News, without Huey Lewis, were Elvis Costello's backing band on his very first album, and they performed under the name Clover. Without Huey Lewis. In concert in the 70s, Huey and the band would play Bad Is Bad, but they didn't record it until the early 80s when they put it on their sports album. Well, Dave Edmunds wanted to do a cover of it, did it, included it on his 1978 album, Repeat When Necessary. So that makes Huey Lewis's version the cover, even though they'd been performing it longer before that. But it's who gets it released first, in my book, is what makes the original versus the cover. And Elizabeth McQueen and the Firebrands at the top of that set with A1 on the Jukebox from her album Happy Doing What We're Doing from 2005. A1 on the Jukebox, by the way, for those of you youngsters in the chat room or in the listening audience, back on jukeboxes before they were touch screens mounted on walls... they were self-standing boxes that had buttons on the front, a bunch of letters and a bunch of numbers, and you'd press the two in concert to choose which single you wanted it to play. You only had, you know, whatever 40, 50 different songs you could choose from, usually in a strip of labels across the front of the machine. So no, it's not a reference of spilling some sort of steak sauce on a jukebox at a barbecue joint. That's how those things used to work. Dave Edmunds, cover story right there. And we got time for one more cover story. Let's do this one right here. Dusty Springfield would have turned 80 in a few days. Let's celebrate with some classic covers of Dusty Springfield songs. Just love her voice and love the voices of these artists you're going to hear as well. Let's start things off in this set with Joan Osborne. You know, What If God Was One of Us? Here's her cover of Breakfast in Bed, which was originally done by Dusty Springfield.
You've been crying, Your face is a mess. Come here, baby. You can dry the tears on my dress. She's hurt you again, I can tell. Oh, I know that look so well. Don't be shy.
It's crazy, but it's true. I only wanna To only pass the time. when I said I needed you. You said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home? No, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, I can't help but love you. And believe me, I will never tie you down. Left alone with just a memory, life seems dead and so unreal. There's nothing left but loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. No, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, I can't help but love you. And believe me, I will never tie you down. Say you love me, oh, just be close at hand. No, you don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me, oh, believe me.
Shelby Lynn with a cover of You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Beautiful rendition right there. Now, the album that it comes from is songs that are inspired by Dusty Springfield, which is a really cool concept because Dusty did a lot of great songs that weren't her own, that weren't originally hers. So having a cover album where you cover songs that Dusty also did, it's a great way to kind of pay tribute to her music and have some of her classics without necessarily saying I'm going to limit myself to just songs that she originally did. Beautiful rendition there, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me by Shelby Lynn. Before that, Phil Collins from just a few years ago, 2010, he released a cover album called Going Back. This is another good example of that. That was the title track going back, which was originally done by Goldie, but again, one of the most famous versions of that song is Dusty Springfield's. You'll also find a version out there by a band called Larry Lurex. I almost played it, but I've played it recently on a Freddie Mercury cover story because, yeah, Larry Lurex is an alternate pseudonym of Freddie Mercury back when he was performing with Smile with Brian May and Roger Taylor. I think before John Deacon joined the group, I think they went by Smile and Larry Lurex. No mention of Larry Lurex in Bohemian Rhapsody, by the way. Becky Bondage, right before that, Son of a Preacher Man, that song that will forever be tied to Dusty Springfield, and for me, forever be tied to Pulp Fiction, too, because that was such an instrumental classic. Well, not instrumental, but I mean, it was such an instrumental song with vocals on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. That's from Becky's album Cold Turkey. Ash before that from their Rarities and B-Sides from 2009, a cover of I Only Want to Be With You, and Joan Osborne at the top of the set with Breakfast in Bed, title track of her cover album from 2007. Great version of that too, if you haven't heard it, is the Chrissy Hynde and UB40 cover, kind of following up their I Got You Babe Sonny and Cher cover. They did that one just a few years later on another Labor of Love album, and that was a really, really great cover. So check that one out as well. But that was Joan Osborne, whose voice can do no wrong for me either. Love Joan Osborne's voice. All right, that is going to do it, as we signify with the closing music there. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me requests at coverville.com. That is the email address. You can also call the request line, that number 1-877-7-COVER-9, or visit coverville.com. Listen, it's your one shop stop for cover songs. Why did I say it like that? I was thinking about this the other day. How many shops do you know that require more than one stop to get to them, right? You don't. Everything's a one-stop shop. You just got to make multiple stops. That's the problem. You don't want to make multiple stops. You want a one-shop stop, right? You want one shop at that stop to take care of everything you need. One-shop stop. Coverville.com, your one-shop stop for everything cover song related. Anyway, go there, check it out, and support the show with listening to previous episodes, buying stuff, listening to old episodes, checking out playlists, going to Amazon from those links, all that stuff, coverville.com. We'll be back next week with the last show of the month because I'm going to be in Las Vegas for Viva TMS Vegas at the end of the month. So, what's coming up? Probably The Cure, probably Erasure, both of whom have birthdays, members of the band celebrating birthdays this month, so look for probably both of those. How cool is that? Alright, all that coming up next time on Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll make you closer to fun. Thank you, Q-Pa.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.